Cordarrelle Patterson, what a debut for you in front of the silver and black. Take us through your first touchdown in front of a home crowd.
Oh, man, you know, Todd, you know, he did a heck of a job. You know, we've been working on that play all week, you know, and it's crazy because that practice, you know, it's been opening up the same way it did in the game. So, you know, when he called that play, you know, I was very excited. You know, when I got the ball, it went through the hole. You know, it's no way I couldn't score because, you know, offensive line did an incredible job, you know, holding it down like they've been doing all year. And, you know, just hats off to those guys. And, you know, when I seen the open field, you know, I just ran it, you know, and just got a touchdown.
I know that you fit right in immediately. You feel like Oakland is home. What was that transition like going from Minnesota to Oakland?
It's been good, you know. Actually, you know, guys always say grass ain't greener on the other side. But, you know, it's been a blessing for me, you know, to come here, you know, get to know all these guys, man. And, you know, they welcome me with open arms. And, you know, like I said, I feel right at home. You know, I'm glad I'm here. You know, I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm just excited for the season.
Well, and it helps to have the receiver room that you do. Take me through some of the characters in that room, some of the personalities you've grown to know.
It's too many characters in that room, man. It's all day, every day. It's all fun and games, you know. But at the end of the day, we get the job done. You know, we focus on our job. But, you know, you got Michael Cratcher, you know, one of the funniest guys on the team. You know, him and Johnny. And, you know, everybody think Coop is a quiet guy. He's not. He be in the room, man. Making me laugh all day, man. It's just self. It's just like every guy in that room funny, man. It's exciting.
I remember during the preseason you told me that you're here to play whatever position you're called upon. You'll play signal caller. Now, I know you lined up as a running back. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, it was fun. You know, every time I touch the ball, you know, I feel like I got to score or make a big play and help the team out. You know, like I say, wherever they want me at, you know, I play. You know, if it's tight end. You know, if Derek Carr want to take a playoff, you know, I'll go play quarterback. It doesn't matter where I'm at on the field. I feel like I need to be out there to help my team.
Well, you're a two-time All-Pro kick returner. What's the key to that position in being successful?
It's probably your vision. You know, some guys always think about speed and the blocking. You know, sometimes, you know, you miss blocks, but, you know, stuff happens, you know. And, you know, if you got great vision, I feel like you can see a hole, you know, other guys can't see, you know. And once you get there, you just got to keep going. And it was all started at practice. You know, it's how you practice, it's how you play. So at practice, you know, we make sure we get a good tempo each time we kick our return and just go in and bust our tail.
Well, the Raiders haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since 2011. So are you going to change that soon?
Of course. It's coming, man. You know, it's coming. It's coming real soon. You know? So I'm just excited, you know, Coach Seeley, you know, with the things he's been doing for us, man. And, you know, it's every week. It's one block away. So, you know, if we clean that stuff up, you know, we're going to get us a return.
So it's time now for our five rapid-fire questions. And since you're new to the team, this is fun because we get a chance to know you more personal side. And I'm going to start with the hair because you have one of the best hairdos on the team. This
course,
has been a style you've been rocking for a while. I mean, how long? How long does this go back?
I don't know. I don't like my hair sometimes touching, you know, my back unless it's in a football game. So I keep it up, you know, and I don't know.
What kind of maintenance goes on with this hairstyle?
Just the ponytail holder.
All right, let's get to your nickname. It's Flash. So who has a shot on this team to beat you in a race?
A lot of guys, you know. I feel like it's a lot of guys who are skinny guys. You know, I'm a big guy. So, you know, when I goes pound to pound, you know, I'm the fastest guy out there. But, you know, when you talk about all the skinny guys like Johnny Holt and Amari Cooper, I feel like they'll give me a shot.
Is Johnny the fastest one on the team?
No, he's not. He think he is, but he ain't.
He talks a lot. If you could star in any television show, do you have one that's your favorite? Or
Blacklist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you
binge-watching
it?
Or Shameless, yeah. I mean, keep up with all those.
Is there an acting career in your future?
I hope so.
Okay. You producers, you're listening. Your favorite emoji, which one do you use often when texting?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Some things ain't meant to be explained.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It's not G-rated for this show?
No.
So you have a 3-year-old daughter. Maybe we could talk about the emoji that she likes to use the best when she's playing with your phone. If you could let any one person on this team babysit your daughter, who would it be?
Oh, God. Probably, no, nobody.
Nobody? Not even no. Derek Carr?
I ain't thinking about Derek. I was thinking about all the receivers.
No one in the receiving room, for sure.
How crazy those guys is. Yeah, I'll let Derek Carr.
Yeah. He seems like the responsible one. He has two kids of his own.
Any quarterback I'll let babysit my kid, but no receivers.
She'll be in good hands there. Cordarrelle, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck on the road, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you.
Keep it here. More to come on the Silver and Black Show.